Talks at B. It is now 6:15 Tuesday evening from Milford Asset Management. Sam Trethaway is with us once again. Hi, Sam.
Evening, Larry.
How has the past week been for the equity markets, Sam?
It's been a reasonable week in equity markets. Most of the global indices have climbed higher. It has been a lot quieter here in New Zealand, though, given school holidays and market volume certainly have been down, reflecting that. In terms of what's been driving the market, though, it's largely all about the earnings season in the US, with around a third of the S&P 500 reporting, including some of the tech heavyweights, the likes of Google, Amazon, Facebook, etc. And so far, these earnings have been reasonably solid, most companies beating expectations, with some of the tech names, though, seeing some reasonable cost inflation.
And Sam, on the corporate news front, what has stood out for you?
I think the market is very much still talking about Fletcher Building, Larry. We've had the rumours of the potential Wesfarmers takeover and the biggest capital raising in $750 million that the NZX has seen for some time. So the circumstances surrounding that are clearly quite a saga that people are keen to continue to focus on.
Okay, and how's that capital raising been received by the market?
Surprisingly well. The capital raising was priced at a heavy discount, 20% plus to the prior share price, reflecting the situation that the company was in with its debt. But it has been reasonably well sought after and supported by the large institutions who have participated so far. And the share price has actually held up well above the level that you'd expect, given the dilution created by the new equity raising. So that's trading above $6.
Yes, and when you look at the amount raised, why do you think that the shares are holding up so well then?
I think the raising did contain a few pieces of new news that the market liked, but in particular the CEO, Ross Taylor, is doing a good job, and he's outlined a strategy to simplify the business a lot down to an Australasian-focused business and sell off the Formica group and the roof tile business that they hold. Plus, the debt burden, which had been overhanging the stock, has clearly been reduced by it. In terms of there are still one or two, negatives hanging around, and the Pūhoro to Warkworth project was one thing that was flagged as new news that may cause issues in the future.
So a few months back, Sam, Fletcher appeared adamant that it could renegotiate its bank facilities without too much pain. Why do you think, or what do you think, triggered the capital raising then?
I think it's the discussion with the lenders, particularly those who are lending under the US private placement arrangement that Fletcher's have. Those negotiations to rework the banking facilities can't have been going particularly smoothly. Fletcher's first announced it had issues with its balance sheet following the construction downgrade in February, and has been negotiating with them for the past few months. It could be well that the capital raising was really forced by the lenders to keep them happy and to ensure that they had the facilities still in place. Prior to the capital raising, the company was actually pretty adamant that it didn't need new equity, but these sort of private placement structures typically have quite restrictive terms or covenants. So when for example, the level of debt to the profits that the company is making starts to get out of a certain range, they can be really quite tough on the company borrowing. So in this case, Fletcher's, its debt clearly got quite too high and forced the raising.
So do you think this is the end of the construction downgrades?
That's difficult to say definitively. Perhaps the size of the raising suggests that the lenders aren't confident yet. If you look at the work that has been put through so far, the Justice Precincts in Christchurch and the NZICC in terms of downgrades, it's been pretty heavily provisioned for, but there's still new projects like the Commercial Bay Tower and that Pūhoro to Warkworth roading project that could create risk going forward.
And the Pūhoro to Warkworth project, is it in trouble or is it not an issue?
It's not an issue for this year's earnings. The project is only 8% complete and will take another 4 years to do. So the market really wasn't focused on it in terms of profits for the year ahead, but it's a 2019 story as to whether it really starts to impact the business. So I think investors will certainly begin to focus on it next year when it becomes a more meaningful part of the earnings equation.
All right. So in summary then, Sam, where to for Fletcher Building, do you think?
In the very short term, it's about whether the 38,000 small shareholders or individuals participate in the capital raising as well. and take up their rights. Many of the large institutions have done so far. And that's in about 2.5 weeks' time on the 11th of May. And then from there, it's really around for the new CEO, Ross Taylor, to outline his strategy in more detail and convince investors that this will work. I don't think the market will judge him too hard on it in the next 12 months, but after that, it's really time for him to prove himself.
Thank you, Sam. Sam Treatherway from Milford Asset Management. Newstalk ZB 620. Newstalk ZB.